It is all worthwhile. Reach in there, take hold of this life, pull it to you through pain. Eat the honey and the comb. The last four lines of a poem, Quakers Marry Late in Life, introduces this program of Joyce Adams' poetry on the Poet's Weave. Joyce has lived in Bloomington with interruptions since 1991 and has been active in poetry since 1993. She also enjoys music and nature. I am Jenny Kander, reading poems by Joyce Adams from her chapbook, Secret Swing. Secret Swing. At shy light of 5:15, run to the park, brush twigs from the seat, back up and pump hard. As your metronome speeds, hold on lower, make the world keep time around you. It does anyway, but don't ever tell. The Sailor's Girl. Her days lie together as white lilies placed one by one on a white tablecloth. Her family has become four smiling dolls who play with her in their house. She takes the covered bridge to the woods, find infinitesimal mushrooms under decaying tree limbs. Her fingernails grow faster. Every night she dreams how they walked by the rain-swollen stream. He told her their future in one word. She wakes, holding in an unglazed bowl the yeasty fragrance of soaked leaves, forgets the word, but hears it hum like the sea outside the new day's white maze. Spying in springtime alleys. These are narrow streets no houses face. Visitors are few, most come by chance. Here someone dropped magenta soft drink cans. Some wind-tossed and orange-played umbrella case. Shelf-long boxes dark with wizard print show behind doors not locked nor thought about. Smooth, cast-iron fencing opens to a glint of blossoming sunrise, commonly named quince, the plant's realm's curious and plucky scout for its spectrum-bending, equinoctial breakout. Now, during the grey night of the soul. 26 miles of thronging pines, 41 lame late Sunday minutes after the retreat, even thunder mutes its kettle drum. Despair did not descend, heart-numbing, yet no word all weekend rose off the scripture page to hover briefly as a sign. At night, the longer the prayer, the farther God stole back into the locust-shrill meadow. Could not the message come down even now as fleet electric needles blur behind inscrutable clouds? Would life and death never struggle openly so a soul might feel it happen? Now, absent any miracle of atmospheric stroke, word snaps off. Silent branch from the invisible fire tree lights that which smoulders within the homeward. Homeward bound. Founding the city not found. The dream is staged with a supporting cast from a familiar troupe. Strange to me tonight, the scene opens in an unknown duchy 2 centuries ago. In boots and greatcoat, I stand over a brittle map with minutes to departure, holding a rusted lantern, no oil to be found. I shake the lantern harder than enough to break it. The dry wick mocks me. The caretaker has impressed us driver and old gardener, whom I must tell the way. Women file in, the chorus obviously. At the proscenium they speak their lines. Dreams are not life's blueprints. Dream is mirror easily travelled in reverse. The horse will instruct the driver. If, when I arrive, location should be lacking, I will build the place. This has been a program of Joyce Adams' poetry on the Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.